God began to deal with me about some things, and maybe I'll get to share some things with you, praise God. But I heard a preacher one time, didn't understand it, you know, he said that faith and patience are power twins, you know, and so I started meditating on that, you know, and I started realizing, you know, that I build faith out of the Word of God. I mean, I'm telling you, the Word of God, I don't know how it does everybody else, because I'm not in their shoes, but I'm telling you, the Word of God gives me vision, and it brings faith up about what God will do for me, who I am, different things. It gives you vision, but how many know that's not enough to get the promises, you know, and I realized it a long time ago, you know, that I'm going to have to go deeper. You know, because I've got faith, but then here comes trials. Yeah. Here comes Satan, you know, wanting to stop the vision that I have, wanting to stop the things of God in my life, you know, just as a Christian or whatever. And, you know, I heard somebody say one time, and I could kind of identify with it right after I got born again. It seemed like I started going through more than I was before I got saved, you know. I mean, it seemed that way to me. I thought, man, I was better off before I got saved, you know. Well, you know, I realized later on the reason why that is because I'd been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of power, and Satan didn't want to let me go. He didn't want me following God. He didn't want my marriage straightened out. He didn't want my thinking. He didn't want me free from anger and jealousy and fear. He didn't want me free from all of that because he knows whom the Son sets free. Satan knows it is free indeed. And he knows that that person that gets free by the power of God will go on and demonstrate God's power and God's anointing and God's graces in the earth. Satan knows that.
Right.
And so, you know, He starts out plotting and planning. But how many know the Bible says that we're to give no place to the devil? You know, and that starts in our thinking, you know. We don't give him the time of day when he tells us we're not going to make it. We're not going, you know. I mean, people have told me for years, somebody told me, what's wrong with your church? I said, you and the rest of y'all that thinks like that. I said, what's wrong with the kingdom of God? I said, people. I said, there ain't nothing wrong with churches that's planted and anointed of the Lord.
Right.
You know, there ain't nothing. I said, what's wrong with things is people don't get in and submit themselves to God. I said, and they don't begin to follow God. So they don't see a church fill up. They're part of the reason.
Amen.
They're sitting at home. They're not getting faithful. They're not giving their heart to Jesus. They're not. I said, so we'll see what I'm saying in that. See, Satan would come. Has come over the years to try to get me discouraged in my faith, walking in this vision that I had from the Lord to open this church. He's going to try everything in his power to take me and get me discouraged to get me out. So if he can use unfaithful people to church and then want to say what's wrong with the church, well, fine. He'll try to use that too. But you know, you just keep on and you have endurance. Somebody say endurance.
Endurance.
So you can have faith. But if you ain't got no patience, endurance, and I'm going to break down some things. You know, you're not going to see no promises. You're not going to see no results. So you can have faith. God said he'll supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. By Christ Jesus, glory to God, God said he would supply. And I mean, you get two more bills in the mail or two more phone calls and you didn't have enough to start with. Well, you got faith now. God said he'd supply, right? Read it in the Bible, got all excited about it, give you hope, give you vision. Then you got two more bills unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what have you got to have now?
Patience.
You better have some patience that your faith will work until you see what you was believing before the other two bills. See, now this don't come overnight. This is a choice. And this has to be built in our lives to where the God speaks to us something about our marriage or about our family or about our finances. And we don't got to see it overnight to believe that God is going to do it. We're going to stand on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and January, then February, then April. Then 2001, 2005, we're still there.
Yeah.
That's called endurance.
Amen.
The Bible says, you know, it talks about faith and patience. But, you know, we build faith in the Word of God. We get faith from the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. And we need faith. We must have faith. You can't even please God without faith. You can't, the promises of God don't work outside of faith.
Amen.
You even got to have faith in the promises of God, that God will do what the promise says. And the way you do that, if you ain't seem to have no faith, get off the faith book, get out of the TV, get your meditation on God's word, what God said about it, what God said about it, what God said about it. Think about what God said about it. Meditate what God said about it. Say it out of your mouth what God said about it. And every time a situation comes up, say what God said.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing. But you know, my pastor preached one time, he said, birds of feathers flock together. And what he meant by that, and I noticed over the years, you know, people in unbelief, they're drawn to people in unbelief. People of faith, they're drawn to people of faith. When I'm in unbelief, I don't hunt unbelievers up. But God, I know I'm in unbelief. I'm going to church. I'm not calling up everybody else that's in unbelief and discouraged and waving the red flag, hallelujah, in defeat. No, I'm going somewhere where somebody's got some victory. I'm going to, why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Fear comes by hearing. Oppression comes by hearing. So if I believe what God's word says, I mean, you know, people told me the statistics said, in between me and Teresa, because she was 13 and I was 14 and 18, that we would never stay married. And I honestly believe statistics are right without the Lord, most of the time.
Right.
That was a figure of the population, you know. But how many knows when you bring any time you bring God in an equation, it supersedes statistics. I mean, statistics go down the toilet, so to speak, when it comes to God, because he's the God of the impossible. He's the God that rolls back the Red Sea. He's the God that dried up the Jordan. He's the God that spoke to darkness and light was. He's the God that owned the moon and the stars. Praise God. And he's given us his power, his spirit, the indwelling of his spirit, himself on the inside of us. You know, I mean, it's just like my job. I would like to change jobs at times. I mean, and I want to think, well, it's just my choice. I have the ability. I have CDLs. I can drive track holes, back holes, dump truck. You name it, I can run it. If it's got a stick, I can drive it. And I don't say that. I've done a lot. I can drive tractors. I've drove equipment all of my life. I've got a few cows now. I mean, all kinds of things. I mean, I've thought about it times. I've been in that garage door business for nearly 30 years. It's all I've done for 30 years. I'm going to get me a triaxle dump truck, and I'm going to go haul and blah, blah, blah. And I can make $200 a day. But you know what Jesus said? Nothing. You know what that means? Don't do it. If he ain't spoke to me to do it. I mean, now, little baby, see, look, we got to have some endurance. I've got to endure where I'm at, regardless of what I want. I can't just quit that anytime I want. Now, I'm not telling you my story. I'm telling you about Christians here.
Yep.
It's not up to me where I work. It's not up to me where I go to church. It's not up to me whether I can bail out of my marriage or not. It's not up to me whether I forgive my enemies. It's not up to me whether I stay in the will of God. Whether y'all, every one of y'all can quit, and I've still got to come pastor. I'm going to. I don't got to. I'm going to. I'm going to fulfill the will of God. Regardless, I could be offered a mega church, which this one is. I could be offered a mega ministry, which this one here is. I could be offered a ministry paying me way big money, which they would, praise God. But you know what? When it comes down to it, what does the Lord say in the things that we think would be better or offered to us? You see, God don't look at, God looks at us and he says, I know the plans that I have. I know the expected end. I know where I'm going to have you. I know where I'm going to carry you. I know where you're going to end up at 54. Thank God I'm where I'm at 55, dear. Yeah. Thank God I followed the Lord. Thank God I didn't quit my job when things wasn't going good and had some extra hardship on me. Thank God I didn't quit because I had to tote the fire-rated sheetrock. Thank God I didn't quit when they put the extra on me because people wouldn't work at that time. Thank God I didn't quit. Thank God I stayed. Because you know what? That faithfulness and endurance and patience on the Lord, because I knew it was God's will, brought me to where I own the business.
Bless him, Lord.
See, and you might, kind of like people today, they're like Christians. I'm not talking about the world. Right. I ain't going to flip hamburgers. What are you doing? You're laying on the couch. Making nothing on the couch. And you want to say that you're too good to flip burgers? In other words, what you're saying is, no, I've got to have a job that pays me big money for ignorance? No, sir, that's not the godly thinking. God, where do you want me, Jax? Yes, sir, Jax. I love Jax. I love Jack. I love Jack. Lord, I love what you love, and I hate what you hate. You hate me laying on the couch, and I hate it too. I'm lazy. I'm going to Jack's, and I'm going to stay at Jack's until you jack me up.
Yeah.
And he's going to jack you right up at Jack. I've seen it. I've encouraged them, praying God, Christians. See, that's pride for me to think that I don't care. I've been in business 30-something years. If God tells me to go to Jack's, I'm going to Jack's to work. You'll see the smiling pastor every morning at Jack's with the sunshine smile with your biscuit.
Bless him, Lord.
I promise you, I'll go to Jack's. It's not a shame to do the will of God.
No.
See, you can't think of it like the world thinks. It's a big thing to do the will of God.
Amen.
And be thankful where God's got you and where God's put you, and build some endurance, praise God.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Good preaching.
I don't see no reason to go to church. We got the media. They'll shut down one day.
Yeah.
Media will shut down, but the kingdom won't.
That's right. Come on.
Amen. They'll censor the church and you won't have it. Y'all better get all of it, suck it all through the tube you can right now, and get like a fat cow spiritually, y'all out there in TV land or whatever, that don't want to go to the house of God and sacrifice and all of that. Go ahead and watch it on media, because there's coming a time when the church won't have rights to go on the airway, because we're living in a time where the words of truth are being censored, to where you can't speak truth and fact now. It's all lies, and if it's not lies, it's not welcome.
Come on.
I mean, the Bible says there'll come a time when they'll call evil good and good evil. And if I've ever seen it in my 50-something years right now, they're calling good evil and evil good. And I mean fighting for the right.
Yeah.
To be wrong. So, get in the house of God. Get planted in the house of God, TV land. And all of y'all that would even be challenged with it later, you better have your feet planted in the will of God. You better have your mind made up and your heart geared up to do the will of God. No matter what it costs you, praise God, you find the will of God and you go do the will of God regardless. And there's where the power comes in to those. If you need healing in your body, you'll walk right in through it. If you need finances, God will take care of you. He will absolutely in, bless you going in, bless you going out, bless you in the city, in the field. Blessed will be the fruit of your body, according to Deuteronomy 28. Hallelujah. It's all right to build faith and get your Bible verses and quote them every morning, but do something with it.
Amen.
Don't just be a quoter of that Bible. Be a doer of that Bible. Do with it. Taking the sword of the Spirit. Victory over testing or trials is what brings spiritual growth. It's not everybody that's in a trial is developing spiritually. It's a lot of us going to go to church this morning and they decided not to this morning.
Yep.
You just flunked the spiritual test.
Amen.
Right then.
Yep.
You just laid down endurance.
Yep.
Well, I had a headache. Kill it with some Advil.
Yep.
Bless the Lord. Come on.
You just stand back on the way to church. You do it on the way to work.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I felt nauseated. Get you some Pepto-Bismol. I ain't got no energy. Get you some ginseng. Don't that build energy?
Red Bull.
They said Red Bull, but I can't promote it. No, get up and say, I go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Go in the grace. Go in the anointing. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
You just laid down your right to have the promises of God this morning. We send media into homes that where people are bedridden. We're not paying for this internet, so all of y'all can sit at home and say, well, me and Jesus got it all worked out at home. No, you don't got it all worked out at home. You're all worked up in your thinking right now. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling yourself together. He didn't say when media and all these avenues come in, quit sacrificing for me, quit sending money to your church, quit going out to the highways and the byways. He didn't say all that. He said as much more as you see the day approaching, the coming of the Lord, provoke people to good works. He's talking about assembly.
Amen. Come on.
I know all of y'all are faithful this morning, but you're going to have to preach it to your family.
Yep.
To your neighbors.
Yep.
Hell, I love the Lord, but I don't go to church. No, you don't love the Lord.
Amen.
No, you do not love the Lord.
Come on.
Jesus said, he that has these sayings in mind that does them, and he that it is that loves me.
Amen.
He says, he that knows the Bible and does it is the one that loves me.
Yep.
I didn't write that Bible. People are going to get mad at me on account of that. Well, that God, I have to live by the same thing I'm preaching to you.
That's right.
If I'm going to have God's power, God's anointing, and God's promises. See, this stuff has to be straight up to us. Because, I mean, up on us, you know, about endurance and faith and all of that. And fighting the good fight. Not just laying, man, we're just getting a Christian. Well, the devil doesn't leave us alone. They ain't going to do it. He's not going to do it. The world ain't going to leave you alone if you plan. Now, if you want to be a Christian, just sit at home and don't ever challenge the enemy or anything or kick him out of your house and just let him do it. You're not going to be bothered by the world. You're just like them. Now, I'm not downing people in the world, but listen, the Bible says if we're not for the Lord, we are against the Lord. He said, if you're not for me, you're against me. If you're not born again this morning, you are of your father, the devil. I don't care what you think or the church or anybody else. I know what the Bible says, and I believe that part just as well as I do. Give, and it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Bless you, Lord.
I believe that just as well as I believe the other scripture, praise God. And so it causes me to endure being a leader. Did you know being a Christian leader is not an easy thing? Because you face people that are wishy-washy in their faith. They're wishy-washy in their conviction. They're wishy-washy in their character. They claim to be Christians and they will just do you any old way that they want to and not even bothered by it. They're not convincing me that they're walking with the Lord. You're not going to convince me that you can do your brother wrong and continue off and claim God's blessings and make me believe that's the way. See, I'm not going to be deceived because the Bible says I know the truth and the truth has made me free. Not what I feel like the truth is. The truth is that Bible.
Come on.
I mean, I had somebody do me majorly wrong one time, and this was another part of endurance to make it to where I'm at today.
Yeah.
But I mean, did me majorly wrong, and I said, God, can I backslide? Now, when I'm going, Lord knows I'm going to backslide, I'm going to have to kill somebody, but God, I'm going to let them know, you think just because I've become a Christian that you're going to just run over me and do me any other way? And I would even get on to brothers in the church doing other brothers wrong. Man, you're a Christian. Don't do your brother like that. You're like, oh, I wish God had quit. You can't do nothing in the church without he's getting on to you. No, I found out I did all that garbage out there in the world, but God, and I come over here and I want some freedom from all that. And I want to see unity in the body from all of that stuff. I don't want a guy come up to me one time and he said, I don't know if I can buy a garage door from you. We're brothers in the Lord. I said, what, that's stupid or what? What do you mean, man? I won't rip you off now, I would, before I got saved.
Right.
So now you're thinking that it's worse off now that we're brothers in the Lord than if we're going to the same church and we can't work together? Really? Are you serious? I mean, well, it causes trouble. I said, because somebody's wrong. I said, no, you get doors from me, man. I said, no, we can do business. I said, the world says that. I said, we can't let that in this church. I said, I don't need your money and I don't need your doors, but we need to work together. He gave me, started getting doors from me. He said, that's high, a little high. And I said, I'm coming down with it. I'm doing no purpose. I done his doors. You know what? Before you know it, he's telling everybody that he knew. But thank God, you can buy doors from him. He'll do you right. He'll do you right. He'll do you right. And I told him later on, I said, see, we got to change this in the church that we can't have no kind of business dealings together, you know, because it might cause conflict and one of our little feelings to get hurt. I said, we got to kill that in the body of Christ. We got faith and we got endurance. I changed some of that at that church. We all made money together. Man, I guess that's the business part of Jesus. But you know, I wanted to backslide. Y'all heard the story. Some people get upset because I tell these stories. Well, go somewhere else.
Yeah, come on.
Because I can't do nothing but testify of what God's did for me and make it real.
Amen.
And if I can't, well, then I'm just quitting. But I can, and I'm not quitting. So if you don't like stories that I tell, bringing the gospel in, and you can't get past your mind and get the spirit behind what somebody's giving testimony that Jesus gave them a car, if they did it in the right spirit or whatever it may be, or they made it, or they wanted to backslide, whatever the case may be, and they turned to the Lord, and inquired of the Lord, he wouldn't let them backslide, and then he delivered them out of all that. If you don't want to hear that, you don't want no change in your life.
That's right.
You're satisfied in your misery.
Bless you.
I mean, just heard it this last week. Somebody quit because I tell too many stories. Bringing too many of my stories.
Come on.
And I told Teresa, it's a good thing I'm not moved by them people that don't know nothing. Adios, amigos. Don't let the door hit you when the Lord splits you. Get on out of here. Thank God, you ain't been what I've been through.
Right.
You ain't come from where I came from.
Right.
You ain't sacrificed what I've sacrificed. You ain't went through no sacrifices like I have to get where I'm at. And bless God, I'm gonna not let your fucking tongue get take me out.
Bless the Lord.
Hope somebody gets that sermon to them.
Yes, Jesus.
I'll bite y'all, get it?
Come on.
Yes, I'm passionate about what I'm saying. This stuff's coming to stop us now. See, a lot of y'all don't get discouraged because people ain't coming.
Uh-huh.
You hear me? Don't look at none of that. You just stay geared up and stay focused in. Praise God. Just because people want to give in and do the way the world does, Christians want to get, you know, change their mind. Oh, I'm not happy there. Go find the fire. You ain't going to find no fire but in your living room. Your living room is where you're going to find the fire of God. You might go to a church somewhere and get a little touch or a snap, but when you leave that church, you are in that car. You're back in there and you're going with the same spirit that you had before you went to that service. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
One service didn't change me. A submission to the lordship of Jesus down there fixing to commit suicide has changed me then. And then that continual surrendership to the Lord Jesus in my marriage, all the time praying, fasting, seeking the Lord, surrendering, that has changed and transformed and keeps doing my life now.
Bless the Lord.
I mean, some people think they can't make it without a church service. What about me? I don't even get 2 a week like some of y'all. I have to come preach 2 a week. I get one. I get Sunday school. I don't depend on Sunday school keeping me all week.
Amen.
I don't depend on to be preaching 2 sermons and putting a sermon together keep me from being sick and weak and all. No, I listen to sermons. I listen to preachers. I meditate on the Word of God. I speak it. I preach to myself going down the road.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give me that James, please. It's not just being in the trial that brings results. It's not just being in the trial that brings results. Everybody can be in a trial and not have no results.
That's right.
But it's what me and you as Christians do in the trial that's going to determine the results that we get, whether they're good or they're bad.
That's right. Come on.
Trials have made people bitter and angry at God and at people. The trials, the trying of our faith can make us bitter or better. And God sees where we're at. God is not caught off guard. Praise God, and nothing in our lives, nothing that's going on in our lives, and everything that looks bad in our lives is not the devil. Hallelujah. Sometimes God puts us in a squeezing press to squeeze those impurities out of us, that we will get it settled, that we're going to walk with God. We won't change. See, look, I've realized that failure points in my life, being a Christian, made me realize that I wasn't where I needed to be with the Lord. I mean, you know, if a trial is going to cause me to turn away from God, I'm not where I need to be in my faith and confidence in the Lord.
Amen.
I've been there, done that. The Bible says if we fail, if we yield the wrong way in adversity, our strength is weak. We don't have to take that. Oh, God, I already knew that. Get up, slap yourself, and shut up.
That's right. Come on.
Gear up, man. Get your Bible out. Start reading. Start praying. Start fasting. It's not a time when you realize you're defeated to sit there in defeat. The leprous men didn't even do it in the Bible. I got some of the things that I'm preaching to you out of experience of loss and realizing that I wasn't that spiritually up and that I really didn't have faith and that I was a complainer and it's time for me to change. See, if I don't ever see my weakness, I sure can't find my strength.
That's right.
But if I just take weakness as the way it's supposed to be, and everybody ought to understand, poor on me going through, that man, that is candy. That's a cop-out.
Yep.
Cop-out. I just lost some of y'all Facebook. Bye!
Bless him, Lord.
If you want the truth, stay logged in.
Come on.
And then do what I tell you to do here in the next few minutes. Let God and your life can change for the better in the next few weeks. Instead of being defeated at everything that don't go your way, praise God. Things don't go my way hardly ever. But we didn't know it. You didn't bother to ask either. We couldn't tell it. You're not supposed to. I'm not a baby, and you ain't either if you've been in the Lord a year, 6 months. Let me back it up. 6, 4, 5, 4, 3. 4 months. I was whipping devils all over Blount County, Coleman County streets, jails, and prisons in a year. But God, when I got that Bible, found out that I had authority, glory to God, I began to train in that Bible. I began to use that Bible. I began to look for devils. I'm just going around. Y'all know anybody demon possessed? Let's go get them. I mean, I bring it in. I thought, shoot, Jesus did it. We can do it. Glory to God. Let's go bust some devils, man. Then I started running around. I mean, I had a lady here one time. I'm talking about people going to come out of the world. They're going to be demons. And then I'm not afraid of devils. And we're going to cast out devils. Had a hand go up, sitting right back. Could you let me know before you do, if I can get out of here? Come on, somebody. That lady I know claimed to be a Christian for 35 years before I got saved. Yep. Something's wrong with that, Johnny.
Yeah.
If they had really been a warrior and a veteran sitting there, but God should have jumped up and said, whoa, glory. Been looking for somebody to show up in Blount County like you, but God. Let's do it, man. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony will cast them out. Hallelujah. Instead of raising your hand, I need to know where I can get out of here. Don't mean, are you serious? God sent you here for me. Let God to help you. Scared of that devil? I know it's a little bit tough. Go ahead and turn on the TV. They'll lie to you some more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. No, everything's not okay. Everything is not okay in the church. Everything's not okay in your family. Everything's not okay in your relationship. No, everything is not okay. It's okay to realize that I need help. It's okay to realize that I need change. Hallelujah. I got the right church this morning.
Yeah.
This church is not a weak church. It is a strong church. We just got to watch that devil and watch circumstances, praise God. I've seen him take the strongest out by their changing their thinking from the way they was that when they learned in the Bible and things changed and circumstances changed and then their believing changed and then their believing took them out.
Yeah.
The devil don't have power to take you out.
That's right.
He don't have that kind of ammunition.
Right.
I mean, just like Shannon Boyer, he's coming on up. You're just getting started in life.
Man.
I'm a man. Not yet. Not yet. You're not a baby. I'm only 27 years old in the Lord. I'm a young man in the Lord. I mean, but here he's got life going on. I mean, right now he probably ain't even interested in them girls. But there'll come a time when, oh, he'll notice them eyelids. Guaranteed. He'll start noticing, you know. And then he probably does. But he got to realize because this church and mom and daddy done taught him they some Delilahs out there. They some kids ain't been raised in church. They some kids don't know Jesus. They gonna want you. They gonna want to have sex outside of marriage. They're gonna want you. They're gonna want to shack up like the world. See, this stuff that I'm saying right now, I can be censored right now. Shacking up. You ain't married. You a Christian. You ain't married. Both of you shacking up. And we're married in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, that's what the world says.
That's right. Come on.
You wouldn't have a problem if you really believed you was married when I said that.
Right.
Because you really know, go and do it the honorable way.
Amen.
Go and let God join you two together, praise God. It's not okay for Christians to shack up in this day. It's not okay for a woman to want a woman. That's not godly. It's not normal. I'm not downing that person, praise God. But homosexuality is not, it's an abomination to the Lord. And I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe what that Bible says. We ain't progressed in this culture down here to where it's however, if I feel like a girl, I'm a girl. Well, good, girl, go, boy.
Right.
But don't tell me I'm going to believe you, garbage.
Right.
You wasn't born needing a bra.
Amen.
I ain't wearing panties.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
I feel real good right now. This is like giving y'all oven cleaner to me, man. I mean, I'm getting this off of my chest, hallelujah. Woo! I'm venting, and it's venting feels good. If it feels like it, no wonder y'all are venting on Facebook. No, I'm under an anointing. And it's bear witness with the truth on the inside of me, praise God. And the truth makes me stronger. I feel it. I feel stronger just preaching against shacking up. I feel good. Don't shut me off. I ain't never getting married again, but I'd like to have a good woman. Well, that's called adultery and fornication.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm up here in old age. What's age got to do with the Bible?
Amen.
You know, the Bible says if you go, it's better for you to marry than it is to burn with lust.
Amen.
Let's get to some scripture. James, the servant of God of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting, my brethren. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Go ahead. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now listen to me. The Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, son, what does trying of your faith mean? And I thought, I don't know, Lord. Let me go get the Strong's Concordance and find out. What do you think? Don't answer me. What did you say? Yeah, yes, the trying of our faith. I'm going through. Oh, no, that's wrong. The word trying, let me give you just a few of them. I mean, I got it this morning. I thought, yes, sir, Lord, that's good stuff. That's real good. Trying means proof. Proof. Trying means trustworthiness. Trying means approved. Count it all joy when you are approved. See, look, faith, this changed my whole thinking on this. I thought, wait a minute, man. Means proof. Knowing this, that the proof of your faith.
Man.
Proof you have faith. Proof. Proof. See, it changed the whole trying deal, didn't it?
Right.
Changed the whole trying. Oh, we're just going through. Somebody tried to give some people some food yesterday. We're just always going through something. I'm in a trying of our faith in a whining spirit sin. Trying of our faith. We're always trying. No, this right here, this is different than what I have really comprehended. Proof, knowing that the proof of your faith works endurance.
Amen.
If you really have faith, you would be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Got a bunch of Christians out there.
Yeah.
Come on.
But they're trying my faith. Now, proof.
Yeah.
The proof of your faith will produce something.
Yeah.
The proof that you have faith, the proof, the consistency of the fruit of faith that we have will produce action in our life. I proved my faith this morning. I'm here. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I proved my faith yesterday when my body was aching in a place and I confessed the word of God over it.
Amen.
I proved my faith, hallelujah, when I didn't feel good yesterday, but I confessed. When I felt like an arthritis was trying to get my elbow or something. I proved I had faith when I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. That the trying, the proof of my faith works endurance.
Amen.
Let me read what with the word patience there. Now, trying means prove trustworthy. See, God is allowing trials to prove you worthy.
Amen.
He spoke to me this morning. And he said, see, he said, I am allowing tests for you to prove that you have faith. Prove. Christian, well, I really have faith. I don't ever see you fighting. You ain't proving nothing to me. You don't need to. I'm not your judge. But don't fool yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't fool yourself to say that you've got faith. You better examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Jesus said, when he comes, will he even find faith on the earth? Deep statement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all okay?
Amen. How is it going?
Good.
Trying means proof, trustworthiness, approved. That word trying means proof, trustworthy. You are trustworthy with your faith. And the word endurance, patience. Endurance. You know, Lord spoke this to me back years ago. He said, you know what patience is? And I said, no, sir, I don't. I'm going to dig in it and find out. See, we think we know what the Bible's saying sometimes. But if we don't study to show ourselves approved, if we don't get some Greek meaning of words and study and take some time, it's hard for God to deepen things deeper to us. Enlighten us, so to speak. But endurance, the Lord spoke to me and he said, patience is staying in a given place without complaining. He said, until you can do that, you have not got patience. He said, when a financial trial comes up and you start complaining, he said, you've not worked your faith. He said, you've not got any endurance. He said, and if you don't have patience with the faith that God will supply, then the patience will drop your faith. It'll drop it. And then your faith don't have nothing to run on until the promise gets there.
Yep.
Faith without works is dead, the Bible says. Faith without some action is alone. It abides alone. It is powerless alone. To stay under, remain, continuance.
Yeah.
Trials are not a good time to find out you don't got no endurance.
Right.
Don't wait till you get trials. You start working on it with your mama.
Amen.
With your daddy.
Right.
With your chores you ought to be doing at home and not be having to tow and get a bail.
Right.
You ought to be doing chores because you love God. And you want to honor your father and your mother. You ought to be doing extra things. And me, I mean, I work on little things all the time, praise God. So that I have some endurance. But it means to stay under. I thought that's not a good word for church, Lord. Lord, help me out of this trial. No, stay under it.
Amen.
Lord, I'm not good in my marriage. Stay under it.
Yep.
I don't really want to work. Stay under it.
Yep.
Man, don't work. You don't eat. You'll never. Tell Travis when he going to get married. He going to the 18. He going to get married, baby. We're getting married. I ain't nothing y'all can do about it. I mean, he's bold back down there. Boy, when he get 18, ain't nothing you can do about him getting married, boy, y'all like it or not. So anyways, I sat him down and I said, son, I said, if you're going to get married, you're going to have to be a man.
Yep.
You know, she's going to have to have somewhere to live, son.
Yep.
She's not going to come into our house and live. Y'all not going to live with us.
No.
Man.
I put up with him for all them years, and it's time for him to go.
Amen.
I said, you're going to have to get your own house. You're gonna have to put a water meter in, son. She's gonna have to have a car. Y'all gonna need a refrigerator. You're going to need, think could it just fail? Marriage. Don't seem worth it when you put all that. Well, look, you can suck each other's breath for so long, and that runs out. You're gonna get all the oxygen out of each other's breath, man. And then life sets in. Somebody's got to pay the water bill, the light bill. Somebody's got to have gas. Somebody got to have food to eat. I mean, this stuff is really serious. So I set him up that way. I set him up in his thinking. I said, you're going to have to get her a place to live, son. I'll help you, son. If you want to do it, I'll help you. I'll help you out here, but you're going to have to be independent. What was I doing? I was setting him up for some endurance. Yep. Called me the first week.
Dad, groceries is kind of high, ain't they?
You just finding that out. You bought the first groceries you've ever bought. Yeah. Spent $40. Good God Almighty, groceries is high. He ain't been with Teresa and spent $300. Right. So he's having to endure the $40.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, he got up there and spent $200 or $300. Don't reckon it bothers him that much, you know. Why? He learned some staying under the pressure, not bailing out, believing God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Give me the other scripture. No, let me finish it. Knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But let endurance, let staying under.
Amen.
Don't bail out the trial.
No.
Anybody can quit.
Yeah.
Anybody can quit when they're believing God and staying broke all the time, barely making enough to pay the bills and keeping the dream in their heart that one day I'll be to the place to where I don't lack nothing. Everybody don't stay there. But the one that stays there, God spoke to Abraham and told Abraham, he was 75 years old. God told him, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to bless everybody that blesses you. Curse them. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless Genesis over there. And then he goes on and he tells him down there, the Bible says, give me that other scripture, man. We might flip back. Yes, that's 1:1. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, multiplying, I will multiply thee. Go ahead, Beth. And so after he had what?
Patiently endured.
25 years.
Yeah.
You better hear what the Lord's saying today.
Amen.
You better be willing to stay in a given place without complaining. You better be willing to keep endurance out there with your faith because of the troubled waters that we're going to be facing in the next few years.
Yep.
Things in the world are not going to get better. I'm not trying to speak gloom and doom and put a blanket on our anointing that we've got. But this Bible don't lie.
That's right.
He says, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Amen.
And God spoke to me. He said, where you and Teresa are at today in ministry and every area of your life, he said, it's because when you did fail in adversity, he said, you repented, you got up and you changed it. He said, and you kept walking and working with me and with the Holy Spirit until I brought you in to go back to James now, man. This place. Give me verse 3. It says, but let endurance have her staying where you're at without complaining. Perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Yeah.
Now see, if you want your needs met, here it is.
Yeah.
Right here. You take God's promise. He said he'd bless you going in, bless you going out, and all that. Then you take endurance. And you take your faith in that he said that, praise God, or your marriage or whatever you're giving to the Lord or your dreams or your desires or your ministry, you take that and you give it to the Lord Jesus, and then you be willing to wait 25 years. It don't matter about how long you got to wait. You just know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do in that Bible, and you endure.
Amen.
You bear up under pressure. Stop quitting. Look at a toe tired of mine. So don't say that garbage.
Amen.
The Bible says that you're confessing what you're letting in your heart.
Yeah.
No, the Bible says fight the good fight of faith and lay hold.
Amen.
You go forward and you march as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you endure hardship as a good soldier. And you go, give me the Hebrews 10, and I'm about to quit. I've done. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which your faith, which has great recompense of reward.
Yeah.
You have need of endurance. You have need of endurance. Sometimes we do. After that you've done the will of God, that you might receive. Doing the will of God. I mean, he spoke to me this morning. He said, all of you ought to fast. If you don't know what the will of God is for your life, fast and pray and ask me, Lord, what is your will, God? I want to know your will. I want to know your will, God, even if it's not really what I want, God. I want to know your will. See, you find the will of God. Then after you find, you know the will of God.
Amen.
So that you get the promises of God.
Yep.
You find the will of God, because in the will of God is the power of God to endure until you get the promise that God's made in his word or to you personally. Praise God. So let faith and patience work.
Yep.
Endurance. Patience is endurance. It's bearing up under, not folding when things get tough.
Yep.
You know? I thank God, man, I used to be a quitter. I quit everything. I quit my marriage. I quit my job. If I didn't like working for you, I'd have quit. I ain't telling you nothing.
Yep.
After I got born again, I said, God, I'm never quitting nobody else again. I'm not ever quitting the job again. Lord, I've been a quitter all my life, and I'll never quit again. If you want to move me, God, from the place that I'm working, God, somebody told me the other day, this to us talking about some things. I said, Jesus would have to come down through my ceiling and convince me that I'm supposed to do that. Why?
Amen.
I'm going to know the will of God.
Amen.
I ain't doing it without the will of God. Now, I'm not up here 27 years in the Lord, and I've made a lot of mistakes. I want to know the will of God about things. I want to know if he's okay with things that I'm fixing to do. Jobs and all that. Just here a while back, don't take that job. It was about a $4,000 or $5,000 profit job. Not enough, you know, and I felt it on the inside. And I went, dump, thump, scratch, exit out, mark, Aubrey calls it exit out. I just exit out. I don't need that $7,000, God. That ain't your will.
Right.
Well, how do you know? I got it in here.
Amen.
Not here, 7,000. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, you run after that monkey go find you.
Yes. Yes.
You don't chase that money.
Amen.
You chase the will of God out of
yeah.
it. So I want to encourage you, praise God. Use faith and endurance. Patience, hallelujah. Patience is not what a lot of Christians think. Don't ask God for patience. Boy, you fixing to go through hell. You're going through hell without asking.
Yeah.
You ain't got to ask him for patience. He is the God of patience. He wants you to endure. He lets hell come against you.
Yep.
He lets hell come against you at times.
Yep.
See, if you don't have a test, you won't have a testimony.
Amen.
Some devils you need.
Yep.
Some devils sharpen your skills.
Yeah. Good.
I'm sitting over there and I'll close with it. I'm sitting reading my Bible one day as a young convert in the Lord, and it was Ruth and my brothers, and they over there, and they'd get their sandwiches. I'd get my New Testament and go off over there, and I'm going to read my 30 minutes, you know, break. I'm reading, all of a sudden, I read something, I was going to meditate on it for a second, and I looked, and there was a hedge. There was a yard across the street, long way down there, and it had some nice hedge bushes, you know, that somebody had just hedge. And when my eyes caught those, I could see Satan from over there with the binoculars. It wasn't real. And the Lord told me, he said, he's watching for an opportunity to get close to you.
Yeah.
He couldn't get close to me, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, man, that's way over there, Lord. He said, yeah, I've seated you in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
I mean, oh, you're in there if you're born again. The Bible says you're seated. You ain't got to go over at the hedges.
No.
Let him sit over there and watch.
Yeah.
But you know what? Adversaries are really good for us.
Amen.
An adversary will show you where your strengths at.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody does you wrong, you're going to cuss them out. You ain't very deep.
Right.
or you got to let them know a piece of your mind, you ain't very deep. Somebody that's going deeper, they'll say, glory to God, Lord, I just sold that to them, Lord. I just let them have it, Lord. What I buy, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just forgive them, Lord. Let what I give them be a seed. That's when you know you're growing.
Yep.
And you can forget that, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.